Chapter 12. I receive help and give little. I grew very tired from worry. I needed a holiday, so I went to Canterbury. There I told Agnes about Dora. "What can I do, Agnes?" I asked. "Write a letter to the aunts," Agnes said. "Say that you want to visit Dora." "Thank you," I said. "That's a good idea." "Tell me more about Dora," Agnes said. "She's very pretty," I said, "and I love her very much. But she can't manage money and she can't cook." Agnes laughed. "Don't worry, David," she said. "Dora's young. She'll soon learn about these things." "Thank you, Agnes," I said. "You help me a lot. You're my best friend." Agnes looked at me strangely, and she smiled. "I will always help you," she said. "I want you to know that. I'll always be your friend." In the evening, Agnes and I talked together in her room. Mrs. Heap sat with us. She did not leave us alone, and I was rather angry about that. But Agnes and Mr. Wickfield were afraid of Uriah and Mrs. Heap, so I did not discuss Mrs. Heap with them. The next night, I sat with Agnes again, and Mrs. Heap sat with us. "Why is she watching us so closely?" I thought. I did not like Mrs. Heap, and so I went for a walk. Uriah followed me.
"Where are you going, Mr. David?" he asked.
"I am going for a walk," I said. "I can't talk to Agnes. Your mother is always in the room with us."
"I know," he said.
"Why is she watching us?" I asked. Uriah closed his red eyes and rubbed his hands together.
"Oh, Mr. David," he said, "you are a fine young man. My mother should watch you."
"Why?" I asked. "Uriah, why?"
"Perhaps Agnes loves you," Uriah said. "Perhaps you want to marry her."